RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
So today I'm going to teach you a little bit about wine and wine tasting. And if you're somebody who's just getting started liking wine, you know, it took me until I was actually in my 30s before I started liking wine. And on every TV show like The Good Wife and Scandal and Grey's Anatomy, and I mean, every show they are drinking, especially the women, are drinking wine. It's like, you know, we mothers, we drink wine to relax at the end of the day. So now here we go. Let's talk about how to taste wine. If you're somebody who thinks it's a very snobby thing to taste wine and that those people who stick their nose in are sniffing and just trying to, you know, prove something, they're actually not. You do want to stick your nose way down in there and smell what you smell. Now, nobody can tell you what it is you're smelling. Nobody can tell you whether you like the wine or not. It is strictly subjective. It is absolutely something that you like or you don't. Nobody can tell you, well, how can you not like that? It's such a delicious wine. Because maybe you don't like it. Anyway, get your nose down in there, smell it, swirl it around, look at the color, hold it up to the light, look at the color of it. If it's a nice chewy red, it should have a good dark oaky color to it, a good blood red color to it. If it's a more of a lighter Merlot or a Pinot Noir, it's going to have a little bit of a pink color to it. If it's a white wine, you can look at the different colors of white. Yes, there are different colors of white. A Chardonnay has much more of a yellowy sort of goldish color than, say, a porch wine like a Sauvignon Blanc. So you need to learn kind of what it is you like as far as those smells and those tastes. Give it a try. Lay out some different wines. It's so fun on the weekends to have a wine tasting because then you can try some different wines. So you want to go and buy yourself 5 or 6 different kinds of wine and then lay them out and try them in small little bits. Now, you can also find flaws in some wines. There are some truly bad wines out there, and not all of them are inexpensive. You could buy a really expensive wine and it's nasty. So you want to make sure that you taste a wine, especially if you're in a restaurant. Taste it before. You do not have to take a bottle of wine in a restaurant that you've ordered. If it tastes nasty, you send it back because it could have gone bad. Or it's just something you don't like. Let them share it in the back. I'm going to talk more about wine because I love talking about wine. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.